Judy, do you have a tattoo?
I do.
You do, so do I. Bill, you do not?
I don't have any tattoos.
Because it hurts? You didn't want to get one?
Yeah, I'm afraid of needles, so oh, I'd yeah, have to have like right. a Cracker Jack yeah. tattoo.
And it, believe me, it's a needle.
It's a serious needle.
For about an hour, just on your back. You know what? It doesn't feel like a needle. It feels like a razor.
Does it really?
Yeah.
Oh, you talked me, certainly talked me into it.
Yeah.
I have a small one on my ankle, a hibiscus tattoo, and it, as it was going on, I was kind of getting into the groove of it, so I can't say I was liking it, but I wasn't hating it.
It didn't hurt at all? There was no pain involved?
Not like boo-hoo. It hurts so bad. It's just...
Yeah, you could stand it. Yeah.
Feels like burning to me.
Yeah, right?
A little it's bit. Exactly. But then, Kevin, you know what I mean? Like, as it's going on, you kind of get the groove going, and it's not really bothersome.
Well, you're in shock a little bit. That's what happens.
Is that right?
Yeah. No, I'm kidding.
Well, my husband, Jimmy Mack, is an audio producer, so he deals with sound waves all the time. You do, too, when you edit things, because now there are digital editing, so you see a sound wave. I thought I had this really great idea, so I recorded myself saying my kid's name, Michael Dylan, and I looked at the sound wave, and I blew it up, and I thought, that's going to be my next tattoo.
That is cool.
It looks kind of tribal. It looks kind of unique, and I thought I was very original in my idea. Turns out, not so much. Mm. There's a whole Pinterest page about these
Pinterest
audio wave tattoos, and now it gets even bigger and better. Nate Sigurd is on the line with us, the founder and CEO of Skin Motion. All right, Nate, I saw this article where you can take sound wave tattoos, and it goes one step farther. You can get audio from it.
That's right.
I thought I was an original creator of these tattoos. Explain the whole concept behind Skin Motion, because this is pretty amazing.
Yeah, so it's great to hear that you actually had that idea, and that's how we came up with it in the first place. A couple friends of mine were getting a tattoo from Elton John's Tiny Dancer, and as they were leaving after the tattoo appointment, my girlfriend Juliana suggested, wouldn't it be cool if we could play that sound back? And I realized, using some technology that I've been using for different art projects and stuff, that I'd be able to make that happen. And so I built a demo and made a video and put it up on the internet, and next thing you know, the video went viral, and now there's people all over the world who want to get one.
So, Nate, you mean that because of the tattoo and the way it's situated, you could hear the song Tiny Dancer?
Well, the way that the app works is actually using image recognition. So we're doing a tattoo based on the audio.
Yeah.
We're generating the tattoo from the audio.
Yeah.
And then we're using that image to create the tattoo, and then once the tattoo is created, we train the app to be able to recognize it.
All right.
So that it's able to play it back.
Do you have to pay residuals?
That is the best question that Nate wishes you didn't ask.
I probably shouldn't ask. It's none of my business. You don't have to answer that.
Well, we're requiring that when a user uploads audio, that they agree that they have the rights to whatever they're uploading, and because we don't ever come into contact with that. It's on them. So if something ends up needing to get taken down one day or whatever.
But it's the equivalent of buying a song on iTunes, essentially, because then you have kind of implied rights to the song. It's a similarity, right?
You know, I think it's an interesting discussion once we start talking about things like augmented reality and licensing for intellectual property. No one's really crossed that boundary yet.
Right.
And
thanks, Bill.
Yeah, I'm just curious.
Well, you know, it's an interesting problem, but it's one that we're going to come up against a lot over the next decade as augmented reality really takes hold. So we're happy to be among the first.
I just don't want ASCAP to take your arm away from you. I don't want ASCAP to come in and just take my arm away.
But yeah.
Now, in order to make these, because the one that I did, my vision was just the actual sound wave, a picture of it. This is embedded with something. So when you purchase the Skin Motion app, is this a free app? Is there a charge for the app? Because that's what will make the tattoo come to life.
Right.
Right. So the app itself is free. That way we'll be able to download it and then try it out, see how it works and everything. But there is going to be a one-time fee at the beginning that activates your tattoo so that it is recognizable by the app.
Is this done? I mean, I suppose you don't want to give away some of your secrets, although now that you are the pioneers, you will have a lot of other people trying to do this as well. Is it much like one of those scan codes that you see on things?
Right. It's kind of a more artistic version of a QR code.
Right, that's
it. And the way that it's playing back, yeah, we have a lot of creative freedom, and I think there's going to be a lot of really interesting ways that people end up using the technology beyond what we've designed it to do, and that's something that's really exciting. We can't wait to see how everybody adapts it like that.
Yeah. Nate, as of today, what percentage of your business over at Skin Motion are these type of tattoos, would you say?
Well, we actually started Skin Motion specifically to be able to make sound wave tattoos.
Oh, so originally, they're all sound wave.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. So I'm a tattoo artist. I'm a painter. I'm a media creator, and I created the first one, and after it went viral, we started getting like hundreds of messages from people saying that they wanted to get a sound wave tattoo for someone that they had lost, somebody who'd passed away. And so it was really apparent to us that this was actually something that needed to be more than, I was going to offer them in LA myself, and we started getting messages from people all over the world who wanted to get them, and I realized I wouldn't be able to do them all myself. So we came up with an idea to partner with tattoo artists all around the world. We're signing them up right now on our tattoo artist network. And that way, people are going to be able to get sound wave tattoos all over. So really, the Skin Motion app and company only came into existence because of the fact that there are so many people who want these. And so we had to start the company to make it possible for them.
Congratulations on that. Nate Sigurd, founder and CEO of Skin Motion and their sound wave tattoos. So say like someone, me, in Chicago wants to get one of these. You are pre-qualifying tattoo artists. How do I find someone who's participating in this Skin Motion sound wave tattoos here in Chicago?
Yeah, so we're going through right now. Artists have applied from over 30 countries, and I'm actually personally going through them and reviewing them to make sure that everybody's going to be able to provide the highest quality product for our customers. And you can go to skinmotion.com. There's an artist directory on there. We're adding new artists every day. I don't think there's one in there for Chicago yet, but there are a few who have applied. So it should only be a matter of time now
until we've got someone in
your neck of the woods.
Yeah, but don't just pre-approve someone to get someone in Chicago. I want to make sure they're really good.
Yeah.
Yeah,
licensed
sure.
And bonded.
So Tiny Dancer was the first one that you guys came up with. Was that like your prototype?
Yeah, there was a tattoo that I was doing on a couple of friends of mine. It was actually two girlfriends of mine, and they just wanted to get a Tiny Dancer tattoo as like a friendship tattoo. A lot of people get tattoos with their friends kind of to mark a memento occasion in time or something. And, they had no intention of being able to ever play it back, kind of like those ones that you saw on Pinterest. There's a lot of people who have been getting sound wave form tattoos for a while. And it really wasn't until Juliana came up with the idea that we should be able to play it back that, all of these different technologies and areas of specialty that I've been working on all kind of clicked as one thing. And really, I think it was the right place at the right time that we realized this is something we could do. And clearly, a lot of people agree that it's something they're really excited to be able to get to.
Nate, if I was going to do music, I would do Frank Sinatra doing I've Got You Under My Skin. Wouldn't that make the most sense?
That's a great idea.
Yeah.
That's a good promo for you guys.
Think about it.
Bill Leff is his name. He needs some kind of a percentage there for a
so
great idea.
The people who do, like the voice of somebody that they've lost, like where are you getting that audio, and what do they tend to have them saying? Is there some pattern?
So, a lot of them are coming from voicemails, actually. You'd be surprised how many people keep voicemails of someone after they've passed away and then, like, continually re-listen to those voicemails. And so that's a big source. Another place is from home videos. A lot of people who have their kids have passed away from cancer or other situation kind of like that. They have videos of their kids when they were little, they want them laughing or You know, even parents who've lost their children who want to get their heartbeats from their sonograms at their,
that's sweet.
Their doctor's appointment. Yeah.
But it doesn't have to be so somber either. You know, for instance, maybe the first word your kid ever says, you might want to record that and make a tattoo of it. Maybe you have, I love my dog Tiki. I love his bark. You know, he's getting older.
Yeah.
You can use a pet sound. Sorry, Brian Wilson.
Yeah, that was our idea. Yeah, my tattoo is the one in the video, actually, and it's the one with Juliana saying I love you and our daughter Lyra kind of squeaking in the background. And then Juliana wanted to get one, and so she got one of her dog Bachi actually howling. And both of those tattoos are actually up on our website. You can go check them out.
I've seen them. I love them. That's why we had to have you on. I thought this was such a cool new concept, and it needs to come to Chicago sometime soon. So if anyone's listening, because we are streaming to the world, and I know people listen in other cities, go to skinmotion.com, and you can, what, plug in your zip code and find out if someone is available in your town or city?
Yeah, right now the artist directory is set up on the website. You can go check it out, and it will definitely, I think we've got artists right now from 6 different countries. So definitely give it a look, see if there's someone near you. If there is not, feel free to hit up a tattoo artist that is local to you and encourage them to apply.
Nate, you're obviously an innovator, so this is something that 5 or 10 or 20 years ago nobody thought could ever be reality, but it is. What do you think will happen in 5 or 10 or 20 years down the road?
You know, this is a really exciting time. I think we've got a huge wave of technology that's about to come through, especially with augmented reality and virtual reality.
Can I suggest something?
You know, tattoos?
Can I suggest something that I know is crazy?
Put your seatbelt on, Nate.
Some sort of a holographic tattoo.
Oh.
Don't you think that'd be cool to have
like
a
holo- you're our only hope, R2-D2
that
kind
would
of
be
thing
all right.
with Princess Leia?
Yeah, any kind of a hologram in tattoo form. I think that'd be pretty cool.
So we have been experimenting now with new ways to be able to use the platform that we're building in order to do more advanced kind of things. And so I've got a couple of tattoos on me that we've started working on, some more advanced like hologram kind of features. But really, I think the thing that has stood out the most is they are really a personal museum of memories that we get to store on our bodies now. And not only that, we get to share them with other people, because you've got to really love something. It's got to really mean a lot to you to get it as a tattoo and to have it be there forever.
Yeah.
And to be able to add the extra layer of sense, you know, of sight or of sound, and to be able to, you know, share that with other people, the ideas and options are kind of limitless. And so, you know, we're really excited to start working with other tattoo artists, see what ideas they have, how can we empower them. Because really, you know, we want the people who want to expand their tattoos to get the most out of them. We want tattoo artists to have an entirely new platform to be able to build out their tattoos on. You know, it's like a new creators forum where they get to expand on their creativity, too. And, you know, I think that's a big driving factor of our motivation as well.
You and your wife, geniuses, I got to tell you, Nate, you really are.
Well, thank you.
Bill, why don't you tell Nate Sigurd, the founder and CEO of Skin Motion, you don't have a tattoo, but
no.
If you got one, tell him. This is killer.
I want to get one of my favorite actors of all time, Hervé Valachez, who played Tattoo on Fantasy Island, so it would be essentially a tattoo.
That's awesome.
You and Nate are
fast with your
friends.
Technology, you could run a scanner over it, and he would, you know, the plane. Every time you wanted to hear his voice, you could just automatically hear it. I think it's a magical moment for everybody. Don't steal my idea, Nate.
I'm inclined to come out to Chicago and give it to you. You know?
All right.
Just let me know.
Now we're talking.
In no time.
All right. Now we're talking. Good.
We'll keep in touch, because I don't think Bill's ever going to get a tattoo. And he looks very worried now that you've offered
to come out.
I'm
afraid of needles, Nate. So if you can figure out a way to do this without a needle, I might be in.
But see, now this is a whole
just
other
use
thing
Easter
too.
Egg coloring
but
on
you
me.
Mentioned the Cracker Jack tattoos. This is something that could happen, that
right.
You could do, not, you know, temporary tattoos for children with this, like mom saying look both ways when you cross the street.
This
you could do so many things with this, Nate.
The options are really endless. We're really excited.
That's excellent.
And you didn't have to go on Shark Tank or anything. This is just your own doing.
No, you know, actually, Shark Tank called us and tried to get us to go on Shark Tank.
Did they really? Wow, that says a lot. But you turned them down, huh?
Yeah, you know, so far we've been able to build most of the app and get everything going without having to, you know, give away too much to anyone else, which is great because that way it's going to keep the cost lower for the artists, for the customers. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's awesome. Go to skinmotion.com and watch the video that I watched. And these are your tattoos and your wife's tattoos that we're listening to and watching on the video, correct?
Yep.
Love it. Congratulations on this amazing yet crazy idea. Go to skinmotion.com. They're Soundwave tattoos. So nice to meet you, Nate.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
Take care, Nate. Happy Father's Day.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, take care. That's Nate Sigurd, an innovator, a tattoo innovator.
I think this is the coolest thing. I really do.
Yeah.
And when I find an artist in Chicago who can do it, I'm going to do it. But you better be careful what you say because he...
He may do it. He may follow suit.
He wants to come to Chicago and give you your tattoo.
What do you have to do to trigger it making the noise?
You have to get the app.
You have to run a phone over it, right? Because I would like one where you just kind of... I know I'm dreaming here, but where you just... Where you could just look at it or touch it, or there's a button or something, where all of a sudden it just makes the noise. Because I don't want to have the phone element. I just wanted so where you could just hold your arm up and go listen to this, and then it makes the noise.
That'll never happen.
I don't think it can, right?
No, I mean, do you know what a QR code reader is?
No.
I forgot what it was called, I'm with you on that. But there's an app that you download, and you know when you go to anywhere, you go to C2E2, you go to the grocery store, there are these little square...
Like a box with a weird, it's a series of black ink marks,
yes.
Right? I know what that is.
If you can download, there's a free QR reader app,
yeah.
And then you would just kind of get it within the lines, and it would tell you what that says, because each one of those little things...
it's reading information.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So that's what you would have to get the Skin Motion app, and you just kind of hold it over your tattoo, and it comes to life.
Mm-hmm.
Rest of the time, you just look at it, and it's pretty cool
looking. A picture,
looking.
Yeah.
Not a picture. They're sound waves.
Oh, it's just a... See, now, couldn't they combine it and make it a picture that had the sound waves somehow contained within the picture?
You might be the first. You know, like Louise Brown was the first test tube baby. Nate Sigurd said he really liked your tattoo idea.
Yeah.
So that could start them on a whole
billion-dollar idea right there.
Where would you get it?
I can't say.
Your tramp stamp area?
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
They're playing.
Right now, that area it's under development right now. There's a couple of real estate companies looking at it, but we got nothing so far. We'll see what happens.
I just think this is the most unique idea I've ever heard.
I'm not a tattoo guy, but this is a good idea.
I'm looking at his portfolio right now, and his standalone just regular tattoos.
Beautiful.
Are really remarkable.
Are they? Yeah. He does good work.
Talented.
And it's so hard to decide to get a tattoo. I mean, I'm going to do a Soundwave one, maybe this one, the Skin Motion.
Mm-hmm.
I also would like to get the Tomahawks from the Blackhawks somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't want to start looking like a piece of art like Kevin is, because, now you just decided.
Oh, you don't want to be like me.
Kevin,
okay, cool.
What would you say, Kevin? 98% of your body is covered in...
not
even that much?
a quarter of your midsection, right?
I mean, no.
No?
An eighth?
I don't have any on my back or anything.
But you don't know how many you have, because we asked
I've got like 7, 8, maybe 9. I don't know.
Why is 6 afraid of 7?
Because it ain't 9.
7, 8, 9.
Tattoo that says that.
But Bill already has one.
It's just strange that you don't know how many have.
To me, it's like...
They connect.
Start, yeah, they start to run into each other, and then when does one become a piece with other, you know?
But how many different times did you go in and have them done?
Probably 7, 8, or 9.
7, 8, or 9, okay.
I got one where I threw a dart at a dartboard, and then whatever it hit, I got that.
See, that to me is just getting a tattoo willy-nilly.
That's why he has the number 14. Double 14.
Which one is that?
Full disclosure, I only was going to get the tattoo if it was the picture I wanted. So I did the dart thing, and I just so happened to get what I wanted. It's the little shark back here.
This guy.
Shark Week's coming up, you know.
I know.
I just am amazed.
If I was ever going to get one, and I'm not, but if I were, it wouldn't be something that random. It would take so much thought, because it's forever.
See,
at some point, Kevin, you're going to be flabby. at some point.
Never.
No.
And whatever you're getting, it's going to be a flabby version.
I get all that, but it's, you know, I'm not really worried about that. Right. I'm just kind of, and at a certain point, like, yeah, there's the thought of it has to be a super serious thing, and it's about my dad who died.
Sure.
Blah, blah. But then at the same time, it's like, well, why not do something fun and cool? You
right.
know?
So. Right. It should be that.
I don't know if I should show you this, and I don't know if I should mention this on the air.
No, now you have to.
I know.
You definitely have
to. Well, you know my sister-in-law, Sheila, who married Jimmy Katsifaros.
Yeah, Jimmy Katsifaros is
who you
Sheila.
Mention all the time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Look at Jimmy's back.
Wow, he is completely covered.
Complete back tattoo. He's
a
Greek
god. He looks
like
a transformer.
And he's got a lot of Greek mythology on there, and that has taken a while, and it's his entire back.
That's his
back.
Whole back. There's no down. There's no empty space.
It's and I think complete. It's really cool.
It's a lot of tattoos. But now when he gets old and flabby...
Who cares? Then you keep a shirt on.
And actually, I will say there are a lot of tattoos of old, flabby guys. Or, I'm sorry, not of that, but guys that are old and flabby that are covered in tattoos. And I think it looks pretty cool.
It covers up the fat.
What's that website again, Kevin?
But can I just say, everybody says that when you get old and flabby.
Yeah.
You worry about that then. And why can't you live
and
your life now?
It's right. not entirely true either.
No.
Look, Google old flabby guys
no,
covered in
don't.
Tattoos.
Google Popeye's dad.
Can I just tell you? Oh, God. Pappy? Pappy? I don't remember what his name was.
Oh, what was his name?
Pappy, wasn't it?
Was it? Yeah, it might have been Pappy.
Who was
no.
Popeye? Was there one?
That's a weekend Popeye doesn't want to
yeah,
talk
don't
about.
Don't Google that.
Right? Not at work.
That was part of my decision for deciding
poop deck Pappy.
That's all right, I was halfway you
very,
there.
You were very close, yeah.
I got the poop part.
That's what happens when you get old.
But when I... maybe flabby in certain areas. Although, that brings me to what I'm trying to spit out.
Right,
that's why I decided
right.
to get this tattoo on my ankle.
Oh, right.
Quite honestly, my ankle's
that's
probably
gonna
never going to get flabby.
No, no, of course
so
not.
So choose wisely.
All right, we must.
I'm going to get poop deck on my forehead.
Don't do that.
That won't get flabby either.
Never, never. All right. A break, a much needed break, and then we'll close the show out. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN.